Time now for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. And since it's Thursday, we'll be focusing on Mendocino Coast clinics. Previous episodes available as podcasts uploaded on our website at kozt.com. We'll be talking about pediatric and OB care in the time of COVID-19 today. Float over to Joe Rogalski at the Coast News Desk.
All right. Thank you, Dred. And let's just pass it on right away to Lucretia Renteria, who is the executive director of the Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. I just really wanted to make sure that we put out the word to all of the families out in Fort Bragg and along the coast that our pediatric practice is open and conducting visits either virtually but mostly in person, because our little ones need to be seen in person to look down those ears and throats that are sore and hurting when they get these infections and stuff. But also, really importantly, to administer immunizations and keep our kids up on their wellness checks. So, you know, rest assured, we have disinfecting procedures in place in all of our facilities. We're keeping things very safe for anyone who's coming in person. And everyone's temperature is being taken, and you're taken right into a room. There's no waiting in our lobbies. Our lobbies are closed in all of our buildings. But we're taking every safety precaution necessary to keep everybody safe and healthy, and want to make sure that our kids are still coming in for care. So please give us a call at 964-1251 and keep your kids up on their immunizations and their wellness checks, and get those kindergarten physicals done before there's a rush to do it before school starts up again, hopefully in the fall. And I have Jenna here with me, who's a certified nurse midwife, and wants to talk a little bit about OB care and the importance of early entry into care.
Hi, this is Jenna Breton, and I'm a nurse midwife and women's health nurse practitioner. I've been working here at the clinic for 12 years this month, and we are still offering all the same services that we have been, although we're doing the process a little bit differently. We're seeing some patients with telephone visits, some patients on video visits, and then some in-clinic visits. For OB care, I think there's been some concern in the community that we're not offering prenatal care. We still are. Nothing has changed for us. And it's important to get in early if you are pregnant. And then we're working closely with other facilities when it comes time to transfer that patient's care prior to delivery.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think it is important to emphasize that indeed this care is available, particularly in the light of Adventist now managing the hospital, and in their case not having an OBGY department, but being able to offer services in an emergency nonetheless. But I think it's great that you did this today, Lucretia, because you know, rumors start, and you don't want a rumor starting that children can't get their normal health care here on the coast.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to make sure that we put out the word that despite the change at the local hospital with the closure of the labor and delivery department, we are still offering our full array of services in prenatal care, and we have a lot of supportive services to help moms transfer their care to the next provider who will be there for their delivery. And, you know, supportive services around just making sure that moms have the support that they need throughout their pregnancy. And then hopefully they'll come back to us for their postpartum care and bring babies in for their pediatric care.
So. All right. Okay. Well, Lucretia, thanks very much. Lucretia Renteria, the executive director of the Mendocino Coast Clinics, on today's Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.